Okay, dear listeners, tortured introduction transition of the week, here goes. Scandals may trash some corporate images, but two French photographers are improving the image of trash. There it was. Celebrity trash pictures at a gallery in New York City. Here's reporter Ben Gilbert.
Like any good Frenchman, Pascal Rostand's first priority is the wine.
Chateau Prieuré Lichine with a Grand Cru Classé. That's been a very good French Bordeaux wine. The year is 1985.
And a very good year, according to the man who liberated the bottle from Jack Nicholson's trash a few months ago. He also found discarded mail, old cigarette packs, a box of Black Label bacon, and two empty Jell-O containers. A picture of it will cost you $6,000. The money goes toward what Rostand says is a journalistic, even academic, enterprise.
For us, it's only a print of our civilization. Imagine that we have the same prints about people like Mozart or Lafayette or Marilyn Monroe or James Dean. It could be very interesting to see how our society is evolving.
Rostand and his partner, Bruno Moron, used to be photographers in the French paparazzi. Now they've collected star trash for 15 years. They took this batch of garbage from 25 different celebrity homes in Los Angeles, then flew it back to Paris. There they cleaned and meticulously arranged it on a black velvet background and took one picture per star. Now the prints hang in a large, sunny, loft-style space in this simple gallery with white walls and hardwood floors. Régis Le Sommier, a journalist with the French magazine Paris Match, says these pictures show more than any photograph.
You have the impression of getting into the house of somebody. I mean, it's almost like a window, I would say.
And that window reveals a lot, but the surprises are of the everyday. Sure, Cindy Crawford has estimates for chartered Learjets, but an empty McDonald's bag? Tom Hanks' trash contains an envelope reading, "And the nominees are," in big letters. No surprise there, but the Colgate, Doritos, and celebrity gossip magazines freaked out Brown University student John Mazcor.
Well, I didn't realize that like Tom Hanks actually had to buy a magazine. I thought there was some sort of like secret network of like stars, or like, you know, you were just in. You know, you didn't have to actually hear through the grapevine.
That revelation may be surprising, but is it really a shock that someone at John Travolta's house is snacking on turkey jerky and pizza munchies? And it is curious to find that Arnold Schwarzenegger's portrait contains torn-up personal pictures and the butt of an illegal Cuban cigar. Granted, the trash was taken well before he ever ran for public office. Almost every trash picture contains soda cans, several have frozen microwave diet meals, and there is lots and lots of bottled water, a detail that ignites Rostand's national pride.
All of them have Evian water. So, all of these celebrities have a part of my country in our body.
Rostand insists the exhibit is not meant to embarrass. The creators don't show any sexual or medical-related items, and they took down Ronald Reagan's trash when he died. And Rostand says they're not just interested in celebrities.
We began with the famous, and now we are going to do it with normal people. We want to do it in something like 50 countries over the world.
New York City resident Paige Scott doesn't like that idea so much. While she enjoyed the exhibit, she now sees the value of paper shredders.
You never really think about somebody going through your trash and actually how personal it is when you actually see it presented in a formal way.
Although the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled trash on the curb is basically up for grabs, Scott won't have to worry in New York City. The mingling of trash in dumpsters here makes it almost impossible to distinguish the celebrities' silk handkerchiefs from the summer interns' paper towels. For NPR News, I'm Ben Gilbert.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. In Los Angeles, I'm Alex Chadwick.